Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 23rd of March, recording at 9:10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Well, you won't really find any in stock markets. Pretty quiet day. In government bonds, this was interesting. They all started off with gains. And then when some U.S. data came out, nothing that dramatic. I think jobless claims were down a little bit, and I think that new house sales were up a bit, but it was just enough to shift perceptions from saying, oh, wait a minute, maybe interest rates won't stop going up at 5%. You know, this is kind of a day-to-day game in here. But at any rate, that caused the U.S. 10-year treasuries to back away from that underlying resistance. Now, U.S. dollar, firm on those figures, so extending the rally, biggest day of the, what is it, I think 4-day rally to date, very much within a range. Biggest day, does that suggest that we're near the end of this rally? Not quite sure, but I did pick up a little bit of euro in here today. And in metals, strong. Certainly the industrial metals are strong. We've got lead, I'm looking at this now, up $475, taking it back to 15,350. Still within a consolidation pattern, but generally bullish overall. Copper, new high, closed on the high of the day. Impressive action there. And gold, this is a little bit, no, I should, for gold, I should mention silver, really strong, currently trading after hours, 1069. Now, gold is interesting because, you know, I might have mentioned, I think I mentioned yesterday, that gold tends to sell off in the day during European trading time and into the beginning of the U.S. session, and then to pick up again. And it's done that for, you know, pretty much the last week or so. So what's going on there? I have no idea. But let's indulge in some conjecture. Maybe, obviously, somebody's selling in the European market. European central banks? Well, you know, they love to sell their gold. Sad, isn't it? And demand coming in, investment demand encountered in the U.S. markets, pretty much wiping out the gains. But given the strength of some of these other precious metals, I wouldn't be surprised to see gold pop on the upside here before too long. Now, what else mentioned? Natural gas. That was really quite interesting today. We had the best gain. Oh my goodness, we've got to go back at least a month to see a gain like this. And it is beginning to look like a higher high and a higher low. We need a little, we've got the higher low in place, but it doesn't really count unless we get the higher high. So we need a little bit of upside follow through tomorrow. Currently trading on the April contract, which I will be rolling forward, as I mentioned, and it expires on the 27th. Currently trading at $7.4. Now, going back to the stock market cycle here, bulls still in charge, but really some of the undertones I think are a little bit worrying. Have a look at that John Hussman piece that I posted today. A number of my subscribers, usually ahead of me, have been sending me lots of Hussman material in recent weeks, and thank you for your patience, incidentally, in doing so. And I just had to post this one today, which looked really timely and to me, and it's a very intelligent assessment, I feel, of the markets. So I think it's a little bit tricky in here, but as to say, the bulls still have that upper hand. Bottom line, which I did mention in comment of the day, those of you who don't want to be hovering over the entrails every minute, and I can sympathize with that, then just when you get that first whiff of fear in the air, when you see that stock markets are a bit softer, go in and look at those charts. But unless you see a lower high and a lower low, and look at the weekly charts and also the point and figure charts, it shouldn't be too difficult to identify a lower high and a lower low, particularly if you've attended the chart seminar, as so many subscribers have. Then you will have at least some tangible evidence of the onset of a downtrend. Tangible evidence is not money back guarantee in this business, but it would be the best clue I think we could get. You could say, well, what about these moving averages, those moving averages, so on? Well, they won't show you anything that the raw price data won't show you first, not least because a moving average is a trend smoothing device that lags by definition. But use them by all means if you like them. But those of you who are just going to look at the raw price data on our website, as I say, look for a lower high and a lower low. Now, and really look at the indices that are most relevant to you and some of the majors that would have a big influence, such as Wall Street, which casts a long shadow when it turns down. And what else do I want to mention here? These government bonds. A lot of people are saying buy the bonds, and I don't care for that argument. The best I can see is a technical rally in here, but that rally is struggling to date. And in the US dollar, I'm a dollar bear medium term, but it is coming up to but it's rallying at the moment, and it is coming up to that interesting level on the US dollar index around the 91, just above the 91 level. And it would have to punch up above that level quite strongly to take out the sequence of lower rally highs that we've seen on that index. But so say steady dollar in here today. Currently, the euro's dipped down to 119.71, and dollar's testing its some range highs here against the Swissie at 1.3167. And picked up against the Japanese yen. So the unwinding of that yen carry, well, it's just not going to happen until we see either, well, no, until we see major deterioration in some of the markets that people have been piling into for so very long. Stock markets, for example. And maybe the resources, but the bigger volume would probably be in the stock markets. I have no idea what sort of speculative positions have been in the fixed interest markets overall. I know I did see somewhere that private investors are a little bit short, but it's the big the big trading houses, what their positions are. I say I have no idea what they are, but I'd be surprised if they were heavily long. Okay. Energy, good day in gold. I mentioned the natural gas, but good day in oil as well. Currently trading 64.09. That's the NYMEX crude price. So in a narrow range, but pushing up to the higher side of that range, and so many people talking it down, of course. Which I tend to view that as a bit of a contrary indicator. And these metals, well, read that copper item that I posted today. I find it very hard to argue against that viewpoint that's put forward so effectively. Now, I don't need to argue against it. I'm not inclined to argue against it. I'm long copper, but I so there inevitably there's a risk that I'll just be sort of seeking out the articles that support my case, but Over the last 3 years or so, we've been looking at articles, some getting very bearish on metals, and I say, well, I don't see it. I don't see it in the price action. I don't think the argument makes that much sense to me, given the demand that we have and the constraints on supply. But the chart action is the final arbiter, and today was a pretty big day here for the metal bulls. And I think that's it, folks. So, all the best.